There was a sense of panic in the air. We had our weapons ready. Sergeant Simpson was telling us not to kill the civilians. I didn't consciously want to kill anybody, anything. But I felt strange. The sight of all the bodies lying around, the smell of blood and puke and urine made my head spin, pushed me to a different place. I wanted to fire my weapon to destroy the nightmare around me. I didn't want it to be real. This much death, this much dying, this waste of human life. I didn't want it. I looked around until I found Monaco. There were tears in his eyes, but his mouth was twisted in hate and anguish and confusion. I turned away from Monaco's pain. It wasn't the time for comforting each other. The heat from the burning huts was intense, the shimmering air creating phantom figures all around us. There was a burst of fire behind me. I turned. Wallowick was firing toward a steel drum that lay on its side. I reached for a grenade just as Simpson ran past me. He grabbed Wallowick and threw both arms around him. "Easy, man, easy." I stood with the grenade in my hand on the pin, ready to pull it out and arm it. I watched Simpson holding Wallowick. Around us, the other guys went on with their searching. I looked back at Wallowick. He had freaked out. He was breathing hard, and Sergeant Simpson was still holding him. Wallowick was a rock. A fucking rock. And he had freaked out. I turned away. I was going to be cool. I had to be. We went from hut to hut. They were all empty. Some guys formed a bucket brigade and started trying to put the fire out of the huts that were still burning. The company was calming down. We bandaged some of the wounds. Captain Stewart called in some medevacs to take out the wounded Vietnamese. We began coming down, but it wasn't easy. Stepping around the bodies, turning away from the stench, from the reality of the death around us. I stopped for a moment to look at the bodies of two old men, their arms around each other in death. I saw them even after I turned away. We could have killed as easily as we mourned. We could have burned as easily as we put out the fires. We were scared, on the very edge of control, at once trying to think of what was right to do and hating the scene about us. I think if Simpson hadn't been there, it would have been worse. Much worse. He calmed us down, brought us back to ourselves. He let us be human again. And all the inhumanity about us, he let us be human again.
"They messed up at least one person from each hut," Pee-wee said. "They cut a baby's head off."
Monaco spoke slowly. His face was dark. His mouth quivered between words.
"How the hell do you kill a friggin' baby?" "Like the majors say," Pee-wee said. "They showing the people we can't protect them, so they might as well be on Charlie's side. You know what this is like?" "Like a trip to friggin' hell," Monaco said. "Nah, man. This is like the projects in Chicago," Pee-wee said. "The police can't protect your ass from the muggers and shit, and the muggers don't protect your ass from the police." "This ain't like Chicago," Monaco said. "They don't kill babies in no Chicago."
This ends Disc 4.